San Francisco.
You can see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn, they got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, it's easy to see, it's going by the book. It's going by the book. In the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. The trumpet's getting ready to blow. There's gonna be a shout that'll wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of this show. And welcome here today on this February the 4th, 2015. You're welcome. Family, if you would, during the course of the day, twice today, each hour, go to TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStreamLive.com. And click on my picture there. Go to the green bar, click. And listen there if you like at the media player, or you can go back into the picture and it'll take you back to my website, whichever one you like. But do that twice each hour, and it registers that you're there, not you personally, but a number. And I like to kind of check and see how many people are listening. I want to keep up and just see if I'm getting out to people. But I want to check and see. It moves me up or down. Well, actually, if you're checking there, it's going to move me up among the other talk shows, and I only have one network. I don't have 4, 5, 6, 10, or 15 to add the numbers. So your vote is important. And it's really mostly for me. I don't get anything for it other than just knowing that you're there. And not you individually. I have no idea. I am also, I have a website, watchmanforjesus.com. Watchmanforjesus.com. And I got a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus, also you can visit. I'm also played on another network called highpointradio.net. That's one word, highpointradio.net, by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. He has a network up north of me, North Carolina. He has a network in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He's got sponsors that he certainly has to have to maintain these towers he has. It's quite elaborate. and he's doing really good up there. He's got to live in his dream with having a network. So you go in his network and listen to me randomly. I'm there. He's playing my MP3s recorded randomly throughout the day. And he has sponsors there. So if you live in those three states, you can, and that, near that area, you can use his sponsors. They have automobile, carpet, auto sales, meats, foods, insurance, all kinds of things. You can see if you can use them if you live in that area. And that just helps him keep going, and him keep going makes him able to play my broadcast and my Bible studies. Now, also I'm here Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. every day, Eastern Standard Time, and Bible studies 8 to 9 p.m. also Monday through Friday. So, today, part 3 of Weep for Your Children, and that's what is going on today. And I'm going to cover some details today, what to look for. More detail, more background about how this real conspiracy family is up close and it's personal. It's in your home. It's not just on the news. You know, it's in your home, family. It's in your home. And I'm trying to get this across to people. It's not some nebulous or ambiguous type of report that we're talking about the politics and the religion and all that that's distant from you and you hear about it and whoopee. No, I'm talking about it is in your home every day of the week because the teachers of the high schools today, every single one of them, are taught in their certification process to deliver the Humanist Manifesto to your children up close and personal. Every single day, 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, 9 months out of the year, it is being done to your family to destroy your family. You understand this? That's up close and personal. And it's orchestrated at the highest level of the United Nations, as I've proven over and over. They tell you themselves. I tell you, show you quotations. Audio, links to their own social engineers, Tavistock, loads and loads and loads of evidence that will not be refuted. Denied? Not a problem. But it's a problem for you because it's affecting your children. It's already affected us as baby boomers with a cleared process of phased-in training. Since 1945, it began. Pre-planned and tested 1920s, 1930s, 1940s. Put into effect 1945. In the elaborate process of a takedown on America. Now, you can affect it. Now. Today, you can do that. You know how you do that? You find out what your children have been taught today, yesterday, this week. And you unravel it. Every day you unravel what that lying teacher gave your students, your children. And you find out what they taught them. And you say, well, no son, no daughter, that's what your teacher's telling you is not true. And you unravel it. And then you talk to the other parents about what you found out when you talked to your child that night. Did you know? You tell them. And you can start a firestorm in your little community. Don't do it by yourself, though. This is what they got those pit bull dogs called Child Protective Service for. But you can protect your children by putting them on the right path. That means you got to be on the right path to know what to look for. Are you going to change the state laws? No. As a group? Maybe. A large group orchestrated together. Make something happen to parent-teachers meeting instead of ho-hum. We got to go to that again? Oh, okay. But make sure you got a support group with you. You've already talked to 4, 5, 6 parents, and you're on board, and you all show up at parent-teachers meeting. Oh, now they got a problem. One of you, not good. 4, 5, 6 of you, you got backup. You can make a difference. Don't think you can't, because you can. In the little old podunk town, all the way up to some big town in California, it don't matter. I've got big towns in North Carolina, too. Don't think you're not important. You are. Don't think you can't make a difference. You can. But in numbers, and in the right way, you can do it, because they are tearing down your family by a clever, sophisticated phasing program while you sleep. You can turn it around. You can do it. Even at your own home, 15 minutes, talking to your child just long enough to find out, what did you learn today, by the way? Just curious. They ask you to write a logbook or a diary? Did they tell you to do that? Did y'all have role playing today? What role did they have you play? They have Planned Parenthood come visit you? Really? What day was that? Last week? What did they talk about? Get your notebook out and take notes. And then you bring up a couple of your friends, next door neighbors, or and have a little cup of coffee and some tea cakes. And you say, you know, guys, your kids go to the same class. Matter of fact, Mary, yours and our kid going to the same class. You know what they learned last week? No. Yeah. You can make a difference. I hope I got you thinking. Hope I got you thinking. Family, we're going to dedicate the broadcast. And I got a lot to tell you today. And I call it today, the United Nations Attack on a Family, Part 3. You think World War III is a problem? No. They don't destroy this place. You think Fukushima is a problem? You got to be kidding me. You think Agenda 21, little polka dots on your mailbox, Ebola coming around, family got you all scared. And the regular people around that don't keep track of the conspiracy research, they don't have a darn clue anyway about any of this. They don't have no idea what you're talking about. Chemtrails? What are you talking about, chemtrails? I'm a doctor here at the school. I'm a doctor here in town. I know what dickens you're talking about. I don't care if he's got a degree in Harvard. He have no idea. He has no idea what chemtrails are. And you try to tell him, he's going to think you're crazy, but you're correct about the chemtrails, what they're for. There's many purposes for it. And HARP, how they make a quick freeze up north by opening up the Arizona Fear in the little hole created by HARP. There's all kinds of things. Technology they got that 99% of Americans, they have no idea. They have no clue, man. Not one. They can tell you who won Dancing with the Stars last night. They can sure do that, and they can tell you how many touchdowns that Brady got in his third year on the... They can tell you all that nonsense and garbage. They can't tell you what's happening to the children at all. They have no idea. And that is exactly how they've made it happen. And it's working. I just don't know what's wrong with little Johnny today. He's just acting all funny. Well, they would know it if they would actually take the time to find out what little Johnny's been taught by these doggone teachers out here. And the good teachers are under the gun, like the good cops are under the gun by their Freemason partners, by their Freemason supervisors. At the schools, they're under the gun by the Eastern Stars running around like little Benny Hens, keeping track of what's going on, and they're following the Humanist Manifesto in their school. If they don't, they go peep, 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 peep. Talking to the superintendent, to, hey, you know, Miss Jones, that she's not teaching like she's supposed to be. I don't say anything I said now. There goes the gossip in Eastern Stars. That's what they do. And the males, too. Freemasons there. I'm sorry to be direct, but I have to be direct. They're under a blood oath to lead that Humanist Manifesto. They're taught what to do. I've proven that the past 3 days. Weep for your children. Because it started with you, baby boomers. And I'm going to show you how. You're going to be floored when I tell you today how they did it to us. Me, I'm fighting back. Have been there for 5 years. I ain't stopping till I'm dead. Or till I run out of electricity. Now find me a darn soapbox somewhere down the mall. I'll do something. I'll do whatever I have to. Blog talk, radio, or whatever it takes. I ain't stopping till God says stop. He's who I follow. No country, red, white, and blue, whatever. I don't follow no religion. I follow Jesus. Jesus ain't about Christianity. Jesus is about your salvation. And his only true word is contained in the King James Bible. And there's not one Harvard professor, there's not one professor from Yale or MIT that can prove otherwise. They haven't in the past, and they won't in the future. They never will until the falling away. Yeah, that's what it's called, the falling away. And one time, the Word of God was put under wraps for centuries. And that was called the Dark Ages. But it came out in the 16th century. No longer the Dark Ages. The light was shining. And it wasn't Geneva Bible, neither. It was a King James Bible. Dedicate the broadcast, family, and let's get moving today. I'm going to have a lot to tell you. I'm going to give you some ammunition today and tomorrow. I can see going into tomorrow, part 4. Next week, I want to focus on the attack on the U.S. military. And I'm not going to make too many friends next week. I'll tell you that right now. I'm going to make a whole bunch of enemies. And I intend on it. I'm going to expose as much as I can about the attack on the U.S. military next week. And it's not good. Right now, it's the attack on your children. That's not good either. I don't know how long y'all going to take it. Till somebody stands up, has some kind of clout, and starts doing something about it. And you Freemasons, your children are on the attack too. They're coming after your kids. And they're going to come after you as soon as they have total control of this world revolutionary movement. Dedicate the broadcast. Lord, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we dedicate this program, these Bible studies, Father, to your service. Father, I'm unworthy. I'm a sinner. And Lord, I pray you give me the words to speak. Forgive me of my sins, Lord, as I've been a sinner most of my life. I pray, Father, you give me the opportunity that I can teach and preach to others. And forgive me of my sins. Lord, we pray today, dedicate this program to you, as I always do. And we come to you as your children, Lord, with humbling ourselves in front of your throne in a supernatural way. We ask you, Lord, in this prayer for your grace and mercy. We ask you, Father, protect us from all these supernatural spirits and dominions that work for them. We also ask you, Lord, for the strength to give us wisdom discernment so we'll be able to fight against our own weaknesses so they'll not be used against us. Help us, Lord, to recognize evil ways of temptation, misdirection, and deception to make our minds go and hearts go strong in Jesus Christ by putting upon us the Holy Spirit. And every day we put on the full armor of God. Father, we beg you for your wisdom and patience, especially for those that are difficult in the times ahead, which are going to be difficult. And Father, to get through these times, they'll be called prosperity times, to not be deceived for this. We know that you are the one and only King of Kings. And all glory in your name in heaven of everything we do is in the glory of you. We praise you, Father. We love you. We need you every day until that day of the Lord comes that everything changes. Father, we make our life as good and pure as we can, Father, throughout the deceptions. Sometimes, Father, we may fall away. We try to plant the seeds all over the place, Lord. But, Father, we need your help through the Holy Spirit to guide those seeds in the right ground. Father, we do ask you to send protecting angels and tear down the protection of the Wicca, tear down the protection of the Satanist, and expose those behind the mask by their own mouth that will expose them. But, Father, when they're exposed, to bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, that they too will seek the truth. And, Lord, to give us opportunity to witness to those that do seek the truth. The wisdom to know those we have to walk away from. Father, protect our families. Heal them in these times of need. Again, we pray for Cheryl, her protection. For Brandy, to guide her and protect her. And Father, others that we've prayed about, to give them that guidance, that protection. And Andrea, Father, we pray for her too. Pray for Antonio, to bring that family back together. Family, Father, we need strength. We need guidance. We need answers to prayer, Lord. And anything that's stopping the answers to the prayer, Lord, to remind us of those sins we need to repent, are those things we need to do to open up that channel. We pray for our veterans. And Lord, most of all, we pray for our children. That, Father, they'll be educated and expose this humanist attack upon our children and reverse it upon them, upon those that's bringing it out. And use it for good. The Word of God against this humanist agenda. And turn it around. And all these things we pray. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, these beauty pageants, Super Bowls, Dancing with the Stars, any and everything on TV, whatever it is, it don't matter. And inclusive of your Osteens, of your T.D. Jakes, Dollar, Crouch, Copeland's, Joyce Myers, Hagee, all of them on TV today, Perry Stone, the whole lot of them are either Calvinist, Preterist, Freemasons, Eastern Stars, every doggone one of them. Boulay Society, family, if they wouldn't be on TV, if they weren't, they wouldn't be there. Football stars, basketball stars are used to manipulate. The dancers, singers, actresses, actors, going back to the silent films. This is by evidence. This is not speculation. This is not theory. It is not an opinion. Slam dunk evidence is available. Now, my broadcast, I will tell you, granted, not easy listening. I can't help it. I will tell you the truth. And one thing I ask you to do is not to believe me. If it takes you to get mad at me, I want you to. Whatever it takes to challenge, not just ignore or just run away, but to sit down and say, I don't believe none of this. Now we got something going on. And you challenge it. I mean, you go after it and you prove me wrong. Do it. Now, I don't care whether you come back to me or not or say, well, I proved you wrong. Well, okay, show me your evidence and let me know. If I'm wrong, I'll admit it in a heartbeat. All I care about is people to learn the truth on their own. To find out one way or the other by yourself. Never take one person's word for anything. I don't care if it's a Harvard professor, right down to a street corner guy. Sometimes they got more knowledge than the Harvard professor does. And actually, that's true. You know why? I'll tell you why. And that leads me to my subject today. Listen to me carefully. As I've proven the past 2 days and last week, almost every public school is a school of humanism. That makes them dirty already. Number two, John Dewey was the father of American education, was a humanist. Horace Mann and him together. Well, if one of them was wearing a dress, it could be Bonnie and Clyde. Every college and every university as proven by quotes, names, dates I can give you, confirmed, irrefutably, every college and university are schools of humanism, Marxism, and socialism being taught secretly, but out open, but at the same time, the agenda is covert. The methodology is Marxist. Right up till today. And the teachers are taught how to do it. And I proved that the other day by the quotes from Dr. Pierce, quotes from Charles Francis Potter, Bertrand Russell, Roger Kimball, Georgia Ann Geyer. I can just go on and on and on. You see, they're against you. Well, I say fight back. You can't fight back watching some stupid football or basketball game. What you do is fight back is talk to your children. And that's where you learn. Because they already messed us up in baby boomers. And I'm going to tell you how shortly. You're going to be shocked at what they've done. Well, I say undo it. I don't say accept it. I say stop it, turn it around. Well, you can't stop, it's already done. But I say turn it around on them. You can do that. Well, you can't change the world. Not going to. You sure change your family. And when your family starts changing, I think y'all talk to other people now, don't you? Unless you're hermits. Kids are like little two-legged TMP3 players. Well, use it. What do you think would happen in the second, third grade if you really stood up and said, honey, or, son, oh, Tom, you're being sexist. Honey would be to the daughter and son would be to the guy, right? Oh, gosh. See, that there's really no Santa Claus, and which there's not, actually. And there's no Easter Bunny, neither. There's no fairies. There's no talking mice, as in Mickey Mouse. He don't talk. They're fake and they're frauds. They're fun, but they're still fake. Santa Claus is a fake. And yet NASA spends how much money tracking something as fake? Isn't that a little strange? I never saw a beard on Snowden, but they tracked him too, didn't they? I call him Snow Job. Fake. He's also a fake. They tracked Snow Job. Snowden did Santa Claus. Santa Claus doesn't exist. Sorry, but he doesn't. Can you imagine if you told your second or third grader kid that there's no Santa Claus and made sure they knew it? Don't you know he's going to go back? See, my daddy said there's no Santa Claus. You got five kids crying. Parents are going to be saying, how dare you tell your child that there's no Santa Claus? Because now my kid don't believe in Santa Claus. His Christmas is ruined. How many Christmases you think are ruined by kids that don't get anything for Christmas, yet some have the traditional tree, holly thing going on, food there, ice cream, candy cake, I don't know what. And they come down there as all the some kids don't go down, don't give them a pair of shoes. It's not even. Something's wrong here. Santa Claus didn't come, so I must have been bad. Well, no. Santa Claus didn't come because your mom and dad didn't have the money. See what they've done to us? Santa Claus is a lie. It's an absolute total lie. And I was ticked off when I found out when I was about, what? I forgot when I found 7 years old. I got ticked off. He lied to me. I waited for him, too. Anyway, I was going to pull a trick on him. I was, actually. You see, family, it's time to look at the truth today because this world's come around. It's going to get real, real soon. The one way they can take America down isn't 911. Might not even be taking the city out by nuclear explosion. That would certainly justify martial law, as these Joint Chief of Staff liars that are Freemasons and Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, that briefed the Council of Foreign Relations, which is the enemy anyway, they'd orchestrate it. Of that, there's no doubt. That would certainly justify martial law. But the one way they would most certainly take down America would be like they're going to in 1999 with Y2K. All you got to do is shut down ATM. Now, if y'all recall Thanksgiving and what they call Black Friday, and some people fighting over TVs, they'd kill for them. One woman was carrying a stun gun. Can you imagine when food's gone, ATM shut down? Can you imagine? How about Ferguson? When that was orchestrated and planned out long ago, funded by Soros. And guess who funded Occupy Wall Street? Soros. It's all occupied. It's all pre-planned. It's all prepaid. It's a fraud. The social engineers say, okay, Ferguson, Brown, let's throw the hands up. Everybody got it? Throw your hands up. Okay, very good. Let's do it again. Okay, now make the choking sound. Y'all got the T-shirts with the choking thing and the hands up? Okay, now make sure, what 10 football players we got? How much are they going to get paid for that? Okay, have them come out, NFL? Okay, raise their hands up, like, let's have them do it. What game are you going to do that on? That's how they do this. It's a fraud. It's a fake. Bundy Ranch? Another fake. Bundys are dirty. Duck Dynasty, dirty. It's all fraud. Families face the truth. The Illuminati, Freemasonry, secret societies, TV. It's all used to manipulate us, leading us to the humanist dialectic, a humanist control. I'm heading down that path. I'm laying the groundwork. Always do. Now, you say, well, we've never known this. We've been warned since the day Jeremiah. Jeremiah 11, 9 to 10. And Jeremiah, in the Bible, Christians, if you read the Bible, I'm a born-again Christian, but I don't believe in Christianity. Christianity is a religion. Religion has 40,000 different sects, S-E-C-T-S, with different beliefs. In Christianity, it's not about religion at all. It's about Jesus Christ is what it's about. In Jeremiah 11, 9 to 10, and the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah, among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words, and they went after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers. Now that's on the Jewish side. But you Romans and Gentiles, you follow the ancient mystery religions of the corrupted, perverted Roman Catholic Church of Christianity. Constantine was a pagan. That's the truth. You have one Bible, King James Bible. You have number two Bible, a perverted one from Origen, the Greek philosopher. I'm not going into that right now, but only two Bibles in the history of man has ever been written. Only two. That's it. Every Bible you got today, 300 plus, no matter what it is, comes from the one Bible in Alexandria, Egypt. Origen, the Greek philosopher. The first Bible, the Northern Stream, comes from Antioch. Hidden in the Alps for over, who knows, hundreds of years, called the Dark Ages. Brought out in 1604. 5,000 documents brought together by 47 translators, authorized, only authorized. King James didn't try to write it. He authorized it. He was the only benevolent king that England's ever had in their history. Imagine that. I'm going to stop there. This is not about religion today, but this is the basis of it. So here's the connection. The Humanist Manifesto is the counterweight what you're taught in the King James Bible. That's the purpose of humanist. There's a connection. That's what they're for. You know what Dwight Thompson said? He said, hell will be full of people who have religion in their head and no reality in their heart. Add one to it with not Jesus in their heart. But you have to know from where we came to see where we're going. You said that? I did. It's one of mine. I don't know if anybody else ever thought of it, but I thought of it one day. And something else I come up with. Where deception is the rule, talking straight is the exception. Family, let's talk some straight stuff here. Not only did Jeremiah warn us, so did Bill Cooper. That's why they murdered him. Notice that. Those who really tell the truth are dead. Those who tell you 80% truth, alleged truth tellers, are alive on the highest level. Nestor Webster. Nancy Schaeffer. Rousseau. John Robeson, 1798, proofs of conspiracy. Lincoln, who was bad at first, turned good later, got killed for JFK, Martin Luther King. Even Malcolm X, Bobby Kennedy, Larry McDonald. They all have something in common. They were murdered by the same group of people. All the way back to Lincoln. Same people, same organizations, certainly different generations, but the same organizations. Murdered all of them. The list is massive. Okay. To begin. You thought I began already, didn't you? No, I didn't. I'm just laying the groundwork. The wisdom comes from above that's pure. And what we're going to lead to today is humanism. To start off with is the basis of humanism. I've been talking about it all week long, actually. Showing you different areas. Everybody from Gestalt, Maslow, Freud, Edward Bernays, Susan B. Anthony, Stanton, Gloria Steinem. I mean, you name the names, every one of them has been involved in this. Some of them have overlapped and even met each other. Helena Blavatsky, Albert Pike. It is amazing how this has been orchestrated. Absolutely incredible. I mean, I find it just so incredible, the research on it. Now, I'm going to share it with you. Step by step. And you have to know your enemy to be able to defeat the enemy. That's the whole idea. Gramici plays a big role in this plan. And that's a good starting point. Look up Gramici, G-R-A-M-S-C-I. Antonio, he's an Italian communist. Antonio Gramici. His strategy for achieving a total state. Now, in any totalitarian state, totalitarian, I have a trouble with some of these words. It's that southern lingo, y'all. The oppressed must always outnumber the oppressors. And these regimes are built upon the threat and practice of terror. It's impossible to create institutions of state terror that can control all the subjects all the time. This is why your CIA, NSA, DGBSC, your ISI, Iranian intelligence, Saudi intelligence, all of them, work together. Every world leader today, they all work together against the citizens. In every case. And when they're not bloodline, they assign puppets. If the puppet of that country goes against the Vatican or goes against the Illuminati, for one reason or another, they have to take them off and take them out by demonizing them, causing revolution, and saying they've been a dictator. The dictators don't take off dictators. The dictators take out those that go against them by trying to do good. That's what's happened all along. Or they get too ambitious, they have to remove them. And that's what they use the Marines for, us. That's what they use the military for. They say we have to take out certain leaders because they're dictators. Wrong. It's because they moved away from the Illuminati. They vilify them. That's happened every single time. You read. Read General Butler's Marine Corps. General Butler wrote a treatise, a sort, called War is a Racket. Smedley D. Butler, 1932. He tells you right there. It doesn't include everything about the Illuminati, but he tells you. Lincoln warned us that the popery was in exactly the reason for the Civil War. Without popery, we wouldn't have a Civil War. The popery, the Vatican Church, caused us to lose 500,000 plus of our American boys. Today, the equal is the Council of Foreign Relations. And they're still operating, spilling more blood of our soldiers and Marines. And they're still operating. Hadn't closed them down at all. They have used humanism to put us under subjugation, to control us. Let me give you an example. Now, regular listeners, bear with me here just a second. I'm not going to go into extreme detail like I normally do in my little rabbit holes I take. But, family, we had a president at one time, and he representative of all the presidents. And he said behind closed doors, March 4th, 1939, and I quote, "To hell with American people. As far as a democracy is concerned, it doesn't exist. It never did, and we will never let it happen that way. I'm going to crush business, infest America with all the aliens possible, and the last analysis, declare martial law, and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship," unquote. That's part of a bigger quote that was said by FDR, March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors, never to be revealed to the public, in front of three congressional committees. The witness was Senator Lundeen, who passed this to William G. Carr. He put it in a book that I bet you've never heard of, called Red Fog Over America, 1955, after FDR died. FDR, Churchill, his upper-level cousin, as correct, and the Japanese elite, here's my point, they planned Pearl Harbor in 1920s. Now, this is common. Every president have planned, six of them have planned a military dictatorship since 1933. Six of them, at least. It's always failed. It wasn't for them trying. It was because the Illuminati over in Europe, which is a revival of the Holy Roman Empire, and our Illuminati over here have always been at odds with each other. Evil against evil. Now you know. This is the same for Russia, the same for North Korea, the same for China, the same for every country. They work together against their citizens. The Illuminati controls the secret societies, and they all work together, using a humanist manifesto to keep the citizens under control. That's what's really going on today. And history is nonsense. I'm exposing everything I can to show you how this works, whether you like it or not. I maybe lose listeners. I don't know. I can't help that. I'm not backing down, though. So Gramsci, he was an integral part. This social engineer, one of many, but this one was very, very influential. His planning process, this would-be tyrants who seek to dominate entire populations, they had to devise means of inducing their victims to enslave themselves. That's Gramsci's plans. To show you continuity, that this is not just isolated. I found quotes. Actually, to confirm, unrelated to Gramsci, that in fact, Wolfgang Johann, what's this guy's name? Hold on a minute. Let me pull him up. Dresden James also. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe said, I quote, "No one is more of a slave than he who thinks himself free without being so." And Dresden James said, and I quote, "The ideal tyranny is that which is ignorantly self-administered by its victims. The most perfect slaves are therefore those who blissfully, unawarely enslave themselves." It's like the frog in the water. You conspiracy researchers have heard this before. I won't elaborate. Frog in cold water will sit there. Turn the heat up, and he'll sit there till he dies. Throw a frog in hot water, he'll jump out immediately. "Oh, this hot, man. My butt. Pshaw, out of here." But turn it on slowly. It's called gradualism. You got it? Okay. Well, that's how they use it with education. To increase the tempo, and you'll want it. They use what's called a dialectic. They create a problem. They provide the solution. And we like it because we think that's the only one. Aldous Huxley, he is author of the classic anti-totalitarian novel, Brave New World. You've heard of him, I'm sure. Explained that the most efficient totalitarian system would be one in which the rulers would control a population of slaves who do not have to be coerced because they love their servitude. Don't you just love your servitude? If you don't love it, you just sit down and watch TV for a while. Now, that's been changed. That's changing on a regular basis because people are becoming more aware nowadays. And they're aware of that too, that you are becoming more aware. Well, they have a particular solution for that. Security advisor for over 20 years or more, going back to 70s, has a solution for that.
That for the first time in human history, for the first time in all of human history, almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
What's it going to take to get y'all's attention of how it really operates? And he's talking to a world audience. All the leaders of every country work together. Security agencies all work together under the guise that we're trying to use top secret, secret classifications to keep secrets, military secrets, away from the enemy. That's a lie, Marines, Army. You've been lied to, majors, colonels. The fact is to keep the secrets away from the American people, from the European people, from the citizens of these world. Because the secret societies and the intelligence agencies work together to reduce the population of this world in the councils, committees that meet to control the world population, bring us to a world government. They've been lying to you all along. All the war has been orchestrated. The way you do it is through humanism. In the schools, you start with the children. Well, that control is getting out of hand. They're going to have to thin the population soon. In Huxley's model of the total state, the population was controlled through the use of sex, drugs, rapid entertainment, vapid entertainment, still is. Look at the stores, look at the magazines and the drugstores. Dancing with the Stars, the sexy legs, man. For you girls, the guys are a slim and model. Notice they all get in front of that photograph when they, men and the girls and the stars, and they get in front and they do all those poses and all that. The basketball players, they wear the tattoos. That's the thing to do. The shoes they wear, your parents will spend $120. Some kids give their life up and die because they got a pair of shoes or some kind of signature jacket. You see where our, where it all amounts to being? Let me show you what they've done. Abide from the education. They needed that total state of family orientation before 1940s to fight the wars. They needed to have it. After 1945, it was time to take it down. They ramped up the humanist teaching in the schools. You as baby boomers, you were taught by your silent generation of red, white, and blue and family structure and man's head of household, women's a woman as the homemaker and the caretaker and all that, Adam and Eve thing going on here, nuclear family, etc., etc. They knew it after 1945 is now time to undo the generations upon generations of that kind of culture. And boy, did they ever. Who did it? Tavistock, a behavioral think tank in England. Using what? Your colleges, your high schools, your elementary schools, number one. Korean War, as I've proven, Vietnam War, as I've proven, were designed to lose. The men that went over to fight are heroes. You know why? Because they believe that that's what they were doing. Chris Kyle is a hero. You know why? Because he believed what he was doing was right. Why? Because we had this teaching. Edward Bernays said, fight for freedom. Family, they set up the darn wars. They created the enemy. The same for the Germans. They were victims too. The Japanese, they were victims of this secret society and Vatican manipulation of world populations. That's what really happened. So, to undo what they created, and they knew they'd had to do it, they put together social engineers. And here's what they did. They started cashing in on feminism. It was funded by the Rockefellers. CIA funded Gloria Steinem, MS Magazine. Feminism goes back to Susan B. Anthony. All that. Feminism. Lenin said, to destroy a country, you destroy the family. That's a basic design and strategy. Feminism. The racial wars were pre-orchestrated. The anti-war demonstrators were trained and funded. Not to welcome the troops back because they're fighting communism, but to spit on them, call them baby killers. They're like, what? Because that's when they started the CIA and the communists started using children against their own troops. And they did showers out in the field with the Agent Orange barrels. Boy, that ticks me off. And we provided the glycerol factory to Russia so glycerol could be used for the VC for the booby traps. We did that. Agent Orange to start the cancer. Polio vaccines in 1952 to 54 laced with cancer on 30 million Americans. The drugs brought in from South Africa, later Vietnam in 1960s. Humanists in schools. Education, death education, ramped up. Rock and roll music designed in Tavistock. The first of its kind was the Beatles and Elvis Presley. I'm sorry, but that's what happened. Yoga. Oh, I got a teaching on yoga I'm going to do this week. Transcendental meditation. Religions. Abortions. Easy divorces. The Cokes had cocaine in them. Switched over. Everybody's addicted to them. They put sugar in it. Why? To increase sugar diabetes. By design. That's why they did it. To reduce the immune system. Increase overweight. Increase weight. To increase diabetes. To get rid of, reduce the life expectancy of all baby boomers. They want you dead. health insurance then used. You know, health insurance is part of the Star Group, controlled by Kissinger. Oh yeah, I found that sucker, man. I found that sucker. It's called the Star Group. Kissinger, that Luciferian, liar and fraud. Kissinger is controlled the Star Group. You know what he controls? The protocols. Pentagon, pentagram, witchcraft, pentagram, 5 points, star, insurance protocols, including health insurance protocols, life insurance protocols, banking protocols. Banking is a small part of it. Real estate protocols, high technology, cybernetics, HARP, communications, etc. And entertainment. There you go. And those five areas are the Star Group, controlled by Kissinger, and guess what? Linked up to Tavistock. Yeah, buddy. And Tavistock is under the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which is a standing set and member of the Round Table. You know what the Round Table has? A think tank. That's another think tank. Trilateral Commission. Council of Foreign Relations. Oops. There's a murderer there. The United Nations. Bilderberg Group. Club of Rome. There's your population control. It's easier to kill 1 million people than it is to control 1 million people. There you go. That's members of the Round Table. And it's all controlled. If you want to challenge it, go ahead. Yeah, you'll lose. I'm ticked off, man. Y'all better wake up. You know, really. Now, I only covered a small part of how they controlled us. If they hit us all at once, with all those things I mentioned, all at one time. You imagine that in the 1950s, 1960s. All at once, they did. You think that happened by accident? Heck no. It was planned that way through Tavistock. Look it up right now, and you find out for yourself. You know what causes Alzheimer's? Aluminum. You know what aluminum does? Aluminum oxide through the chemtrails and vaccines and cigarettes. You know that Reynolds Tobacco, Reynolds Aluminum, Reynolds Illuminati. You see? Reynolds Illuminati. And they controlled the aluminum, which reduces your immune system. Well, an enzyme in the brain called ACETYLCHOLINE, acetylcholine, responsible for memory. Aluminum blocks that memory, blocks that enzyme. Cigarettes, chemtrails, pots and pans made out of aluminum. Imagine that. Mixed with fluorine in the water, produced chronic fluorosis. Mixed with polio vaccines and the cancer drugs. That's confirmed. And did you know, as of February the 4th, that's today. Did you know that Britain moved on Tuesday? That was yesterday. Allowing scientists to create humans from the DNA of three people. The technology aims to liberate future generations from inherited diseases. Designer babies. Now, I can read this. And the UK's House of Commons voted 382-178 in favor of legislation to license these experiments, to allow genetic modifications in human embryos. Now, I'm reading it today here in the news. That means they've already done it 20 years ago. This is old news. For us, it's new. for them, it's old. They're just letting you know it's coming. They're starting the schools, family. That's how they get inside your head. Now, in Huxley's model of the total state, there's where sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Government-generated slogans works very well. Mary had a little, every one of you could answer that, couldn't you? Lamb. Coca-Cola, 1880s, relieves fatigue. Yeah, no kidding. They had cocaine in it. I guess it would relieve fatigue, you know? Cocaine has a way of doing that, from what I've read. Generated slogans came from Edward Bernays. Light up for freedom. Fight for freedom. It's catchy, and it works. Manufactured social fads. It's all placed out. Russian anti-communist Alexander Zinoviev, whatever. He's a world-renowned author. He described how the West, particularly us, the United States, descended into a totalitarian culture of predicted by Huxley. He said, and I quote, "It's enough to switch on the TV set, go to the movies, open up a bestseller, to listen to the ambiguous music." Zinoviev, in the late July 24th, 1999, issue of France Le Figaro, you'll find them propagating the culture of sex, violence, and money. Now, noble slogans of tolerance and respect for others are concealing these three pillars of totalitarian democracy. Now, this Zinoviev was a dissident who was persecuted under the Brezhnev regime. He had a clear understanding of this. And power cannot be seized through the sudden imposition of a total state. Instead, it's obtained through patient gradualism. There's where the frog comes in. A persistent subversion of vital institutions, incremental consolidation of power. It starts with the schools. Family, you can stop that. You can reverse this at your own home. Now you can. Don't say you can't do something about it. Let God work the rest. But your own home, man, take your home back. Renounce the blood oath of Freemasonry. Bring your home back. No secrets in your home. There's my slogan. No secrets in your home. If you got a secret between you and your wife, you got a barrier already. I know this for a fact. Your marriage will not work. 3-7, 3-7, and 15 are the years that they set up for divorces to happen. Why the 15th year? Because your kids are gone. You have no reason to stay together. You worked apart from each other those whole 15 years, and now you're faced with each other because the kids are gone from the nest. And you're like, who are you? She says, who are you? I don't know who you. I don't know who you either. And bye. Bye. See you later. Adios. And you're gone. 7th year is the same thing. They help orchestrate these divorces. I know it's individually decided. But family, divorces are easy. Marriages are hard. This is part of their design, though. That's a fact. 1963, they found these results or found these steps in Congress. It is a list of things right now. If I go there, I'll get off track. But humanism has been a way to pull away from God-given set-up nuclear family to destroy this country. You destroy the family. Feminism has been the greatest enemy. And the ones involved didn't even know it. Gramsci He understood the creation of the total state required the seizure of mediating institutions. For example, the family, organized religion, and so forth. And so he had a systematic redefinition of the culture, reflective upon lessons learned by Adam Weishaupt, passed down through the generations through Manzini, Clinton Roosevelt, science of government founded on natural law, passed on to Karl Marx to plagiarize, the Communist Manifesto, expanded by Freud, Gestalt, all that. Family, this is all connected. You understand this? To capture the culture, to control, before they become politically awakened. Aha. Gramsci's study of the two revolutions, Gramsci and the Dilemma of the Western Marxism, Marxist theoretician, Karl Boggs emphasized, quote, the transition to socialism must occur on two distinct but interwoven terrains, the state and the economy. In America, 9-1-1 won't work. But you close down the economy, boy, you got yourself a problem. Like within hours. There's been a gradual conquest of social power initiated by popular subversive forces emerging from within the very heart of our capitalist society. Capitalist society, you know that's promulgated through the cooking channel. You watch your cooking channel, right? You see all that? Everybody's smiley. They got all this good old food making you hungry. It's a Dickens. Wow. You think, if they can play that on the television, we must be doing good. What are y'all worried about? Martha, why can't you cook like that? Martha, why can't you look like that? Well, Homer, how come you can't look like this? I bet you haven't seen your feet in about 15 years now, have you? You see what they've done to us? We've become materialistic. Based on everything materialism. I'm going to get down to it now. And when I don't cover it today, I'm going to cover it tomorrow. I'm going to pound it till Friday if I have to. Rudy Dutschke described the process as, quote,